We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Gemara, Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yitzchak. We learned in our Mishnah that the Pesach has to be three groups. We learned from Pasuk, Kahal, and Eda, and Yisrael. They need three groups. Rav Yitzchak will elaborate a little bit on this. Amar Yitzchak. There's a minimum of how many people you need for each group. Eina Pesach Nishchat El B'Gimel Kitois Shal Shloishim Bnei Adam. You need at least 30 in each group. Now, what's the reason for that? My time, Kahal Ve'eda V'Yisrael. Kahal Ve'eda V'Yisrael means three groups, but it also means each one of them means 10. Why? Because Eda, we know, is no Eda less than 10. So Kahal and Yisrael also means 10. So each one has to be 10. So now really, each group can be 10. That's enough, a total of 30. But they weren't sure, when it said Kahal Das Yisrael, does it mean Kahal Das Yisrael have to shecht in each kat or not? So that's the suffix. This would need at least 30 in each group. My time kahal ve'eda Yisrael. Masaf galon ibevas achas. Does it mean all at one time? And now the tzad is all at one time. You don't need three groups. Taka, one group's enough. It means shecht v'yisrael kahal das Yisrael means 30 people have to shecht together. Masaf galon ibevas achas, and that's why you need 30. Ibezachazen, that's why you need three groups. Hilchos binyan shalosh kitos or shloishim yadim. It's why you need three groups of 30 in each group. The chavrayim both things. Ibevas achas ha'ika. Ibezachazen ha'ika. Therefore, be'etzem, it's enough for 50. Why? Hagam chamishim nami sagya. The eilit klosim va'avdi. 30 go in and do it. Now they're yoytze that sad of vasachas. And then eilit asara v'nafke asara. Eilit asara v'nafke asara. The next two groups will be 10 because on the tzad there's three groups. It's only 10 each group. Kahal, adas, asara. Each one 10. So either 30, the first ones, really you only need 50. But the mice that a minute was that at least had 30 in each group. That was at least what they had. Altogether, 90. But lavada was much more usually. But this is just the minimum. This way, if you have the first two groups, take out all the people, you have to leave at least 30 for the last group. Make it a dinner. Even 10 will be enough. But that's what it says. Chassidus do 30. Zot gemara v'ayita, nichza kat mishayna, itma. It says, the first kat went in. When they got filled up, they closed the doors. Now, did they close the doors, or the doors closed by himself? That's the shayla. Itma. Bayam anina lutanan, that it closed by itself. That's when they knew that the end of the kat mishayna. Rav Amar Noyel in town, they closed it because they wanted to make sure they have enough people for the next two groups. May benayu, ikem benayu list mismach anisad v'samach anes. Abayam aninu l'tran, kama da'ailu malu v'samach anisad v'samach anes, that it won't close too late and they'll leave up enough people for the two other groups. Rav Amar Noyel in town, v'samach anisad not v'samach anes. V'ad etran, and there's a Mishnah that says in Masechtas Idiyos that says like this. Om Rav Yehuda, Chas v'shom sh'akavya b'mahalal nesnada. Akavya b'mahalal, he was talking about a certain halacha, that you're not allowed to give meis soita to a gyeris or meshachreris. And they asked him that there was a story in Shlaim, and Shmaya v'atayon gave the meis soita to a certain shivcha. And he answered, no, they were just doing it for show. That's what he answered. And they held there was a stickle tine on akavya b'mahalal, so I want to put him to nidui. So he said, no, you can't put him into excommunication. Why not? She'ein ha'azara ne'nelas, I'll call out them b'Yisrael, b'chach mavir eschei. When all the doors closed in the Azara, when all those people, those million people there, there's no one there like a kavim b'hal. That's how big he is. That's the Mishnah says. Now it's Abayim Mataras Tamei and Rav Mataras Tamei. Each one will explain it to like his shita. Abayim Mataras Tamei, ein ba'azara b'shoshin ne'nelas, there's no one in the Azara when it closes by itself, I'll call out them b'Yisrael, b'chach mavir eschei, kavim b'hal. That it says over here, Ein Azar Nenelas means it doesn't close by itself until when it closes by itself, you have all those bidin, there's no one like Kav Mahal there. Rav Amitav Tamei, Ein Azar B'Shal Shinoi Alamaisa. There's no one in the Azar. When you close it by yourself, I'll call yourself Hakma Yer V'Chait, Kav Mahal. The question just was in Lashon, Ein Azar Nenelas. How can you attach that Lashon? That Lashon Mashma that you close it by yourself, or happens by. No, it's just a Mishnah. It says a Lashon of Ein Azar Nenelas. That's the only other Mishnah we have. There was such a Lashon. We have our Mishnah Noyalim, and there it says Nenelas. And that's the question, if you could tie it to his words. Our Lashon, our Mishnah is Noyalim. Our Mishnah is No'alu. And Shiloh, what it means. And there it says Nenelas, Shiloh means. So we're saying either one teaches like their Shita. Even though the Azara was packed with people, if you ever picture the size of Azara, it's not so big. It's not so big. I don't know if it's as big as a Bel's Shul in the Yerushalayim. I don't know if it's that size even. It wasn't so big, and they fit in hundreds of thousands of people. It's mamash a nes, unbelievable nes. No one ever got crushed in the Azara. Chutz a Pesach Echad, Shoyer B'mei Hillel, Shemaech Bo Zaken Echad. In the days of Hillel, one time, one Zaken got crushed. Like a Koranai saying that they were so distraught about that, they called that for the rest of their life, Pesach Mu'uchin. They called it the Pesach of someone who got crushed. But it was never happened. It was something that never, ever, ever happened. It only happened one time. Torah Rabbanon. Again, we're bringing another brayso now to show you the amount of people that were there. Pamachas, Bikesh, Agrippa Samelach. Agrippa Samelach was a king who was from the Beis Chashmonai. His lineage, his ichus, was a little questionable. But he was a good king. He was a good king. Bikesh Agrippa Samelach, Litan Einav Uchlusei Yisrael. He wanted to know how many people are coming to bring the Karban Pesach. I'm not going to tie it to means how many people were in Klal Yisrael, because then they asked, why don't you just count the Machas HaShekel for that? So here the question was, how many people are bringing a Karban Pesach? Check out the Pesachim with Karban Pesach. How many people are bringing? How many Karbanos Pesachim we have this year? Not al kol yom kol echad. They took out a kidney from each carbon as each carbon was being brought shechted and zrika. When they hung it up, they took out one kol yom and they counted it. There was 1.2 million kidneys. Keflayim Yetzim Mitzrayim. 2 times 600,000, which is twice the amount of Yetzim Mitzrayim.
They do this in 2 hours.
Yes, there are various big reasons.
2 hours.
Very quick. Yeah. Yeah, it's only 3 times howl. Not even 3 times howl each group. That's the... Chutz mitamei. Chutz mitamei v'shoye b'derech v'chayka. This is besides the people who were Tomei. Each Pesach would count the 10 people on it. They ate a lot of steak. Actually, also a big animal. 10 people ate all that, you know. A lot of, that's a lot. Yeah, it's not so much. But 10 people eat each one. So it was 12 million people. 12 million people. But Karinoi saw Pesach Muvin. That year happened to be a lot of people. It was called a very thick Pesach. That was a lot of people. That year it was 12 million people bringing the Karban Pesach. Not so that kind of story, just showing how many people it was. An incredible amount of people. That means each group, each cat was 4 million people. Not al kulya. Habayi Akhtavar. Heck, you take out the kidney and count it. Habayi Akhtur, you got to bring on the Mizbeach. So tomorrow, the Hodam Akhtur, afterwards you take brought it. Because the question is, this kidney is one of the Amurims. You have to bring it. So Tarzi, you take brought it. It's mashma. You have to be marked each one separately. You can't mix the two emurim of two different kavanas. So he did each one by itself. You have to throw each one on his back by itself. You have to bring it together with all the emurim. So if you first counted and then brought it back and threw each one by itself, it's a problem because you have to brought them together with all the emurim, each animal. Ella tfis of Al Shogman now. There was every kolya that came, they just saw the kolya, they knew it's a short Pesach, and they gave him a rock or a coin or a bean instead, and that's how they counted that instead. And they didn't hold it for too long. El tfis of Al Shogman now, either you offer me the kid, give him something else, Al Kapanim, that's how they counted it. And the point of Al Gemara is to show you the amount of people. This was a big year, it was Pesach Mu'uvim, this was a very, very popular year. This year, a lot of people. But this year was 1.2 million Karbanos Karban Pesach, and they still managed to do it in that amount of time, and no one got crushed that year, and everything was gewaldig. Zok the Mishdavaita said, Kahanim Oyim V'Meshurais. They were all in one row, and remember, they all used only silver, only gold in that row. My timer, why couldn't they have all different cups in each row? Yilei Medon Shakti Dehava Ma'al Dekaspa. If you're worried that they might take what they have, and give back a kaspa. Now, what that means exactly is a shayla. Rashi learns what it means is, it's a shayla of meridim v'kodesh. He says that when you give back the reikon, mekabel the mole, sometimes you give back a reikon shel zav, and you take a mole shel kesef, so it's somehow meridim v'kodesh, because it's the one that has the dominant is a silver one. But a lot of the Rosh Hashanah Mutzah, it's not called meridim v'kodesh. So they say, it's a shayla of geneva, that if everyone was mixed silver and gold, so they might take a gold one and give back a silver one and pocket the gold one. So therefore, a shtickle shayla of something getting lost there, therefore, maybe that's why they did all this uniform rows. What? No, they didn't, but they could bring along something and then they could switch. Huh?
No, they could switch.
Drunk pocket.
Yeah, but here, so much going on. What?
They can swipe the gold by itself.
Right, yeah, no, I guess they don't need to have. Mm-hmm. But I guess this, that's the good kasha, that's why. Mind you, this is not the reason. and but there's two pshat about the reason. Both of them are, at the end of the day, not going to stick. Hakanami, whereas that's the kasha. Hakanami, demo shakli bar mas. So we'll take a heavy one. Umayli bar mele, give back a smaller one. And got a reason because also. They're taking a bigger one and a smaller one. For the dam also, meridim mekardesh. Ella, what's the pshat of the shabbat today? It just looks nicer when every row is uniform, all silver, all gold. That's the bottom line. They're not chosh ben agneva, we're not chosh ben malam mekardesh. At the end of the day, all the kashas fall off anyway. It's only a half a mina. So the more about it. They didn't have bottoms, like we said. They didn't want to let them get dried up. So Tana Rabbanan, since they didn't have bottoms, so maybe all the cups in the whole business didn't have bottoms either, because just for this reason, that shouldn't get, no dam should get dried up. So none of them had shalayim. Chutz mebezichi levayna. Besides for the cups that held the spices that were put on the shulchan that were used for the lechem aponim to be makriv on the mizbeach in order to be able to eat the lechem aponim. Chutz mebezichi levayna shel lechem aponim. Now, why didn't those have a sharp bottom and let it lean on something? Shem yinichom v'yifres alechem. Was kids going to lean on the lechem and break the lechem? The lechem was shaped like a box with walls, and we're worried it might break one of those walls when leaning on the walls, and therefore we didn't. Well, we had a bottom so it could sit straight on the shulchan. What? Is it there for a week? No, they will lean on the side. I guess they wanted to have uniform all the bezichim be the same. So here, the only reason not is because of the lechem. And I look at the Rishash here, talks about it, how would it ruin the lechem, because lechem was shaped the other side, they were placed the other way, ayin sham. Like upon them, that's what the Gemara says, that these bezichim had bottoms. Shochat Yisrael v'kibel ha-koyin. It says the Yisrael shechted it, and then the koyin had to do the Kabbalah. So the Gemara allows Sagi Lav Yisrael. He Yidafka need Yisrael. What's the Mishnah teaching us about Yisrael? What, do you need a Dafka Yisrael? So the Gemara, no. Who give a Kamash on? That is the Chiddush of our Mishnah. The Shechita Bizar Kasher. Teaching us that Yisrael is allowed to do the Shechita. The Kibbal HaKoyim, what's that teaching us? A Kamash B'Law, Mekabbalah V'Elech, Mitzvah V'Kuna. After Kabbalah, it's Mitzvah V'Kuna. Remember that there's four Havoidas in every carving. There's a Shechita that's shechting it. Then the Kabbalah, you slaughter it, then you do a Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. From Kabbalah and Halacha and Zrika all have to be done with a Kayin. Mekabbalah ve'elach mitzvah zakuna. Noista lechaveroi, you give it to your friend, and the friend to the friend, and that's called Halacha. It's a Chiddush. Shemami, no, Halacha is a regal have Halacha. Is that teaching us Halacha that Halacha shaloi beregal is called Halacha? Maybe Halacha means you have to actually walk. So here it sounds like just pass it, that's enough, it's called Halacha. So the Gemara, no, maybe they are moving a little. Dima, who nayit puter? Each guy takes one step and then passes it, and he's yotze the mitzvah of hoylacha. Velamai kamash b'lon. So what's the chiddush? Which means, why do you have to pass it? Why can't each guy walk it? Kamash b'lon. Reivam hadusmelech. It's much nicer when every single kohen that you have is oisik in the avoda. Means every single kohen was working that day, doing the avoda, and that day was a very busy day for a kohen. It's actually Rav Shlomo Zalman that says the reason why there's Bechayim fast on Erev Pesach is because that was the day they felt that they were missing the Avodah the most. Erev Pesach, because it makes no sense, why do you fast Erev Pesach? Fast, if it says Makkah Bechayim, fast on Pesach, fast after Pesach, Erev Pesach, what's Erev Pesach doing with Makkah Bechayim? So he wants to Taina that they were fasting because they lost the Avodah, that's why, and the day they felt it the most was on Erev Pesach. That's all the Kahanim and Rebbeim had as Melech. Kibbel Samolei Umachse Esareikam. It says in the Mishnah Vayita that the Kohen accepted the Mole and he gave back the Rekon. That means he first accepted the one that had, you know, the Kohen standing next to his back. He first takes the Mole and gives back the Rekon afterwards. He doesn't give the Rekon first. Now why? All the way, why not? Which means when you have a mitzvah that has to be done now and a mitzvah is done later, you do the mitzvah that's done now. And here also, giving back the reikon is not really a mitzvah, it's just a heksha mitzvah. And you see, Dafka, don't do the heksha mitzvah first, do the mitzvah first. You see this yesod of Ein Mavir Mala Mitzvahs, grab first the one with the Udam. With
empty ones at the same time?
No, two, well, empty one and full one landed up happening.
Then he...
No, yeah, that's what happened. He has the empty one, and the guy will hand him, the other kohen will hand him a full one, and he gives back the empty one. So at one point,
then he
does Zrika, yeah. Then he does Zrika, yeah. But once he has it in his hand, that's part of the mitzvah. What? Right, I guess the part is that once the taking it is the mitzvah. It's like the taking it to the Bizarik is the mitzvah for him. And then that's the next mitzvah is to do it. I hear what you're asking. I hear what you're asking, but that's what it means. It's not, it doesn't say Zarek. It didn't say it was Zarek with it in his hand. It says it was not Lokach, but I hear your question. So it says Mishnah Vayit, what does he do? He does a Zrika. Now there's a few different types of matanas. There's a matanah be'etzpa, which put it on the corner. That's only by Chatas. But then there's something called a Zrika and an Esina. Even with a Keli, you could do it two ways. You could do it like a stand a little far and throw it, or pour it onto the Mizbeach. Here it's mashing near Zrika. Man Tana Pesach was Zrika. It's basically the Tanya. If you look at the parish of Karim Pesach, it says nothing about Azrika, nothing. As Domam, it says in the Pasuk, not by Karim Pesach, it says, as Domam, it's talking about the Bechor there, it says, Ach Bechor Shara, Bechor Kesa, Bechor Ez, Lesifta, Kredi Shemes, Domam Tizrak Amazbeach, Veschelbom Takdir. As Domam Tizrak Amazbeach, Veschelbom Takdir. Lashon of Domam. Domoylinam, it doesn't say it's Dam, it's Lashon Rabbim, El Domam. Chelbilinam El Chelbom, Limeid, Abachar umaso pesach, bechar meiser pesach, meiser behemah pesach does not say in the pasuk what to do with it, and it teaches us that it's the same thing like bechar that has one zrika. Shein tuna matan domim veimurim gamaz beach. It needs a zrika and imurim gamaz beach. This is the makar. The makar is from bechar, and therefore you learn that you need one zrika. So bechar needs one zrika. And if you look at the mishnah ezim mekayman that they say in the morning, also puts together bechar masa and pesach. When all on the teunim side, how do you know that it needs Yisoid, that the side we said in the Mishnah needs Yisoid. Dafka the north and the west side of the Mizbech. Or Rabbi Eliezer asks Zerika Zerika Ma'ila from Ma'ila. Ksiv Hacha as Dom and Tizrek on Mizbech, Loshen Zerika. Ksiv Hasam it says by Ma'ila as Zarku bnei Ahar and Akana as Dom and Mizbech, which is Saviv. We're talking about Ma'ila. Ma'ila tuni Yisoid. Ah Pesach am tuni Yisoid. So Ma'ila needs Yisoid. Pesach also needs Yisoid. Ah, how do you know Ma'ila needs Yisoid? Ma'ila go from Manalan. Omakra, it says in a pasuk, this is talking about achatas actually, and it says, "V'lokach choyim adam achatas ve'etzpayim nasan al karnes mizbach oila ve'zdama yishpayich el yisoid mizbach oila." What does the oila got to do with anything? El yisoid. V'oila guvenal. Omakra el yisoid mizbach oila. Ama oila tu yisoid. Come and teach us this halacha that oila needs yisoid. This the oila needs yisoid. So therefore, he will learn Tizrek from here that it also needs Yisoid, and that's the Makar for Karim Pesach that needs one Zrika on the Yisoid, learn from Bechar and from Oilah.